Hey guys, Tim from Capes and Scowls, and today we're starting, you know, something familiar, but we're doing it in a new format. What we are doing is trade reviews. Everybody loves trade reviews. I love trades, you love trades, you love storylines. Let's just do it. However, we're going to kind of be compiling them into like a vault on our website, so if you need a review of a particular book, I want it to be there for you, and over the next few years, because I don't want to stop doing this ever, we'll have a ton of books on file that you can check out, and hopefully they will help let you know if it's for you or not, and it'll hopefully lead to some sales for some comic creators. That would be great. If you want to get a hold of me on social media, I'm at @Matt_Dog_Tim on Twitter. That is likely your best way. You can also email the podcast at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. So our very first review for this format will be a Dark Horse comic. This book is Aliens Dead Orbit. Now, there have been a ton of Alien comics over the years. Dark Horse has definitely made good use of that license, and even things that ended up in like the Alien vs. Predator movies originated in what Dark Horse did in the comic books. So to say it's important would be an understatement. This book is a one-and-done miniseries, and this got really good reviews. This was by James Stokoe. If you aren't familiar with the name, you might recognize the art. He's done a lot of really cool things. He really broke out when he did Godzilla at IDW. I think that really put him on a lot of people's radar, because the way he drew Godzilla and the carnage that comes with Godzilla was fantastic. Aliens Dead Orbit is a story about a crew that is out in space, and they come upon this giant old freighter. The freighter is kind of like the used car of freighters. It looks like a bunch of, it's potentially pirates, potentially unsavory characters. Maybe they're just, you know, like Starjammers out in space kind of thing. You're not really sure, but they've kind of been modding this freighter, and it's barely a corporate freighter anymore, and it kind of looks like their own thing. What is interesting about this is it's kind of like if you bought a police car on an auction and then, you know, turn it into the Bluesmobile. It's that kind of a thought. This book, the art, and this came out in 2017, I did forget to mention that. This book, the art, the lettering, the writing, everything is James Stokoe, and I would say he nails it across the board, because not every Aliens book I've ever read made me want to be proud of the property. Many of them did, but this one truly feels like an Alien story. And what's interesting is after the story, there's some bonus features, some art, and some other stuff. He actually shows some of his art from his original pitch. It was kind of intended to be more marine-based and closer to Aliens, the second Alien movie. And they were kind of like, no, your style's creepy. Let's do it more like Alien. Let's make it scary. Let's make people scared of a comic book. And I think he succeeds. There are some really cool things done here. Without getting into too much detail and spoiler kind of things, I don't want these reviews to be full of spoilers, but you do encounter the Xenomorph, and it does have a feel like Alien, where the crew doesn't know where the alien is. They're familiar with what they are, it seems, to a degree, and they kind of take, James kind of takes a bunch of the tropes of Aliens and does them differently to where it's exciting again. And for some property that's been out for, I don't know how long, since what, 86? Question mark? Around then, and has been done every which way, this was so refreshing. I'm thinking the most mainstream I've seen his art, he did some art for Moon Knight at Marvel. He was, if you remember the Lemire run where they switched art when he switched personalities, he was the one who did the really awesome Space Wolf kind of art where the werewolf by night was on the moon, the whole hallucination kind of looking stuff. That's him. I love his little details. It probably takes him an eternity to do his art, and I think it's absolutely worth it. So James, you did a great job with these reviews. Since this is the first one, I'll go over how we grade. Here we do number grades, and we will review the lettering, the writing, the coloring, the inking. But here with James, I mean, he did it all. The art is his bread and butter for sure. The art is great with the inking and the coloring. Everything's great. I'd have to give him a 9 out of 10 on this. I think this is one of his strongest works. I think his Godzilla would probably get a 10 out of 10. I really do feel that strongly that that about his art and how good I feel his art is. Writing wise, I haven't read a bunch by him. I've seen a lot of his art, haven't read a lot by him. I was pretty pleasantly surprised. I enjoyed where he was going with it and the kind of different things he was doing. I would probably give the writing a 7.5, and I would say for the lettering, actually, the lettering is going to get an 8, because there are times where he does some really weird kind of things, and since he's the artist, it's very easy for him to incorporate more weird kind of word balloons and just lettering, man. Lettering can make a comic, and you half the time, you don't even realize it. So James, you did a great job. I love the book. And overall, score, if I was going to score the book on a whole, I would say it's probably like an 8 and 8.5. We'll go 8.5 because I like you, James. You're a good guy. And check out all his other work. Check him out on social media. He's there. I don't know it off the top of my head because I didn't prepare to tell you that. But enjoy it. Enjoy it. And we're going to do more of these reviews. I'm hoping to do minimally to a month. Hopefully more. And we'll just amass a vault of trade reviews for you to check out. So I've been Tim at mad_dog_Tim on the old Twitterverse, Capes and Scouts podcast on Instagram if you care about that. That's it, people. Thank you for checking everything out. If you have time, please head over to iTunes. I know iTunes, not everybody uses it, but we're trying to get more reviews and ratings on there because we're trying to reach our Rotten Tomatoes status for the Tapes and Scouts podcast. I love you. You love me. Let's make it work, people. That feels like lies, doesn't it? It probably is. But hey, help a brother out later.